Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So part two of yesterday where I said the day was about heroes. So going back to Sunday, after the event for Brothers for Life, I hightailed up north in Toronto to go to a special birthday party. See, long before I came to the shul that I'm currently the rabbi in, there was a special guy who was already pouring drinks for people at Kiddush for decades before I got there. And so it was a birthday party for this special, special guy, Jack. Jack, a Holocaust survivor, someone made of steel who just celebrated a century on this planet. Yep, it was his 100th birthday. I mean, think about what this man saw and lived through. It was also cool that a few months before his party, he was holding his newest grandchild of many, and as he held her, there was a difference of about 100 years between the two of them. I mean, talk about continuity. Come on, that's crazy. And if you think about what this man, this hero, saw and overcame in his lifetime, it's not the time to go into his story, but one can definitely imagine what he might have seen, what he lost, what he overcame, and most importantly, what and how he was able to rebuild. And so I was reminded that in every generation, we're blessed with role models and heroes. And while his story, as well as our soldiers for Brothers for Life, are all heroes and all escaped those jaws of death maybe multiple times, what's amazing is that they went on to live life and rebuild. And perhaps in that focus, each of us can follow in their footsteps. You know, I remember once hearing a line, "Find something worth dying for, and then live for it." We might never, please God, be asked to give our life for what we value, but it doesn't stop us from living our life for what we value. And we can and all must be heroes in that realm. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.